This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I comment on The Green Times when we connect with Alma Pollard, who is the executive director of The Green Times. She's also an eco-consultant and a coach. Very often we seldom see the stories that Alma Pollard deals with on mainstream media, which is what makes The Green Times such an excellent source of information. Every once in a while, we do see some of the things in mainstream media, but they just sort of tickle the fancy and get you wondering and pondering, and the Green Times will finish the story for you. I'll quickly run through the headline that we had on the news this morning. It says, the Southern African Faith Communities Environmental Institute has criticized government's new fracking regulations. There's a story around it on The Green Times, and here's the lady who potentially was involved in ensuring it appeared on that portal. Good morning, Alma Pollard.
Hi, yes. Well, no, I wasn't directly involved in that. But, you know, we all work together in the environmental lobby because we're all trying to protect the earth and the vulnerable people and the vulnerable species. So, yes, we all are in agreement about this thing. And so I thought I would unpack this morning. You have mentioned the new regulations that the government has published, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment. About land-based fracking for gas and oil. And you know that gas and oil is, of course, both fossil fuels. So in the first place, that's still going in the wrong direction. But Jonathan Deal from the Treasure the Karoo Action Group is, of course, one of the main fighters against this over more than a decade now, I think. And so he's given some interesting feedback about that, and he is also together with AfriForum. These two organizations are busy compiling a robust reaction to these published regulations, and there's time to comment on these regulations before the 28th of August. So our encouragement is that people will go in and do make sure that you understand exactly what happens to fracking during fracking and what's happened over the last decade when fracking has been quite common in the U.S. and all the massive disasters that they've had from the fracking and the groundwater pollution and the accidents and the pipe bursts. And even on our Facebook page, we've just posted some earthquakes. They also have very commonly earthquakes in the areas where fracking happens. So, I mean, the long-term consequences of this is just really problematic. But now, particularly in South Africa, the situation here is that there's a question whether there's enough understanding and technical knowledge about all of this, because in the U.S., despite you know, the Environmental Protection Agency that they have there, that's 15,000 skilled trained staff. Here in South Africa, there's no oversight. And there, despite all these trained staff and a huge department and lots of funding, they still have disasters unfolding from the fracking. And here we don't have anything of the sort. So they're saying that the South African regulation in general of, for example, running mining industry has proven to be disastrous, and the impact and the consequences and the health impacts on the communities eventually fold out, and it's the cost of this all this pollution and the people, and there are always a few people who walk away enriched. So all the figures and the, you know, they've been saying are job creation and unlimited energy and financial gain has been their motivational factors. But this has also been proven to be false. You know, apparently those figures have fallen like dominoes over the past 10 years through scientific data from South African Science Academy. They've looked into all of this, and really expert people have said, that's not the case. The figures are inflated. The risks are much higher. The financial gain is much lower. The possible job creation is much less. So, so the concern is that it's far more complicated, and the technical knowledge is not in the country, and it's managed by profiteers. So the long-term impacts, you know, abandoned wells, pipe fractures over a massive geological area, is what they call the ticking time bomb.
So, Alma, we're talking about fracking here, and maybe somebody's tuned in that says, help me to understand what exactly is fracking. I know we're backtracking a little bit, but can you give us in the simplest way possible for someone who's not familiar with the term?
Yes, very, very simple way of looking at it is, you know, we've discussed it before in more details, but basically they drill very deeply into the shale levels, and water with chemicals is then pumped into there at high frequencies, and this eventually releases the gas or the oil, whatever they're looking for, and massive amount of water. That's also one of the big issues around the Karoo, where we know that water resources are already massively under pressure, and also that all this contaminated water can land in the groundwater.
Yeah.
And so long term, and then of course it's massively technical. It's knowledge that you need a very skilled department about to manage, and that people are just not clued up enough on this, and it's become evident because of the figures and the promises they've made being false, and people are obviously seeing dollar signs here, but the technical know-how isn't there. The risks are too high, and the farmers and the local communities will be carrying the consequences. So it seems that it's one of the big things that we need to try and ensure if it happens, it happens properly, or probably much, much safer. Also, because of climate change, this is once again energy intensive process. You can imagine they use machinery, and that's going to run on fossil fuels as well. It's just not the right direction. And I think it's very important that us mere mortals make a comment, make sure that we can get skill ourselves up in terms of knowledge and understand how it works, and check out what's happened in the rest of the world where it's already been proven. They're also saying that it's not going to cost, the gas from there is not going to cost us less than importing from Angola and Mozambique, which is available. So, yeah, it seems to me it's a bit of a wild horse. And I have been following disasters for at least the last 10 years, and we often get that news. We need to understand it's a difficult thing, and it's going to be very risky for us to do.
This is a point where we have to say, Alma, people have to be involved here. We can't leave it up to Alma Pollard to do. This is something that we have to get involved in. And the link is there. It's a South African thing. This isn't you getting involved in something else happening on the other side of the world and you can't see the point of it. This is here in our country. And as believers in Jesus, and the majority of people listening to this station are Christians, and we have a responsibility to be better stewards. We're supposed to be good stewards. We haven't done exceptionally well. Now we have to prove to be better stewards of the environment. So there's a link on the story. You simply click on it. It's in blue. It's something you can click on. It says submit your comment. So head on to there. You've got until the 28th of August, so you've got just over a month. Go and get stuck in and say what you feel you need to say, and we need to say no to what could potentially cause serious issues in our country environmentally, and it will affect you and I. This isn't something that's far away. This is on our doorstep, literally under our feet.
Absolutely. Let's understand that every single person's voice counts. You cannot leave it up to the powers that be to just go ahead with things that are risking.
Yeah, and you'll find this story and others on thegreentimes.co.za. The story is called Fracking, a Dragon South Africa Will Not Be Able to Tame. That and some new and other fantastic headline stories for you to go and have your coffee or tea this morning and go and read through something like this as well and find out what's happening around you and in this nation we live in, and other interesting things from around the world as well, all on thegreentimes.co.za. You've heard the voice of the executive director of The Green Times. She's an eco-consultant and coach. She's the frog lady, and we love her. She's Alma Pollard. Alma, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Bless you. Have an awesome day.
Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.